This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I recently joined the mainstream media, and as my first inaugural interview, I am interviewing Dr. Zemeckis, a vaccine science expert. He's the senior research fellow of the Institute for Bigger Brains and the former deputy director of the Centers for Disease Control. Now, Dr. Zemeckis, in America, we have something called the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which is a government program created by Congress. And we've recently learned that it has paid out about $3 billion to families of children who were injured by vaccines or even in some cases made autistic by vaccines. If this program is paying out billions of dollars in vaccine injury awards, you might say, or compensation to families, how exactly is it that the vaccine industry can continue to argue that all vaccines are safe and effective and that they don't cause negative side effects? I'm curious. I would like to hear your sort of compelling argument, if you will, that we both think might be influential to help people make the decision to vaccinate. What would you say to that question?
All vaccines are safe and effective, and anti-vaxxers think the Earth is flat.
Wow, that's a very good argument. Well stated. You really can't argue with that. So let's move on. There is still mercury used as a preservative in vaccines. It's mentioned right in the vaccine inserts. It's thimerosal. And many parents are concerned about whether it's safe to inject a child with mercury. Why exactly is mercury still used in vaccines? Why doesn't the vaccine industry remove it and sort of make clean vaccines, you know, and sort of the clean green movement, make clean vaccines? What's your answer to that question about mercury still in some vaccines?
All vaccines are safe and effective, and anti-vaxxers think the Earth is flat.
Huh. I really appreciate the emphasis that you are bringing to your logical argument. Clearly, there is consensus in the scientific community on this issue, and I thank you for that. Let's go on to the next question, and maybe I'll ask you to go into a little more detail on this one. There are reports of Merck virologists who admitted in a False Claims Act document filed with the federal government that they were ordered by the senior management of Merck, a major vaccine manufacturer, to fabricate the results of the clinical trials of the MMR vaccine, and that this they were ordered to do this in order for Merck to defraud the federal government and maintain its FDA approval of a vaccine that did not work, and that these virologists said would actually contribute to outbreaks of measles and mumps. What do you say to that kind of wild accusation?
All vaccines are safe and effective, and anti-vaxxers think the Earth is flat.
Okay, I get that, and we hear you, and the audience agrees. In fact, my producer is saying that MSNBC is calling and would like you to be their senior science correspondent. Congratulations, Mr. Zemeckis. That's extraordinary. So let's continue with the questions and the answers. Let's talk about some vaccine inserts, or at least this is what vaccine, you know, anti-vaxxer skeptics say, that some vaccine inserts contain language that admits that they are not backed by any clinical trials at all, that they are essentially experimental vaccines. And I believe this year even the CDC admitted that the flu shot was the wrong strain, and so it wasn't going to be very effective at all. What would you say to those people who have a concern that maybe the research backing vaccines isn't really that conclusive?
All vaccines are safe and effective, and anti-vaxxers think the Earth is flat.
Wow, I can tell you're very passionate about saving children. Do you have anything to add to your argument?
There is no link between vaccines and autism. There is no link between vaccines and autism. There is no link between vaccines
Mr.
and autism.
Zemeckis,
there is no link between vaccines
you appear
and autism.
To be stuck.
There is no link between vaccines and autism. There is no link
Mr. Zemeckis.
Between
Yeah, Mr. Zemeckis, I was just trying to help you gather your thoughts there a little bit. Maybe take a moment while we cover the next question. The American Medical Association has published a code of ethics which demands that all doctors adhere to respectfully informing patients and then honoring the patient's decision, calling for, quote, informed consent of all medical interventions. Now, if the government calls for mandatory vaccines to be injected into people against their own will and against their decisions, then isn't that a violation of the American Medical Association's published code of medical ethics?
All vaccines are safe and effective, and anti-vaxxers think the earth is flat, and there's no link between vaccines and autism, and just like that.
Wow, the White House has just called, I've been told, and President Obama would like you to serve as his science advisor. That is quite an honor, Mr. Zemeckis.
There is no link between vaccines and autism.
Are you a Google robot, Mr. Zemeckis?
There is no link between vaccines and autism.
What is your name?
Anti-vaxxers think the earth is flat.
Your fly is unzipped.
All vaccines are safe and effective.
Clearly, you are a brilliant authority on this issue of vaccines.
Witchcraft, voodoo, black magic, earth is flat. No, science.
Thank you for joining us today for this inaugural interview with Dr. Zemeckis from the Institute of Bigger Brains. And how incredibly big they truly are, as we witnessed today. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, signing off. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities. to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.